Welcome back to all of our listeners. Today, we will discuss the laws involved regarding what is one to do with the sukkah, the dalut minim, and the aravos of Ishanis that are left over after the chag. We'll begin with the sukkah. During sukkahs, the schach has a status of kachim, of hektish, as written in chapter 638, and becomes biblically sanctified, just like an item of hektish in the Beit HaMikdash, as ruled in Shulchan Aruch. And that's why during the festival, it was forbidden for anyone to benefit from the schach, or the walls of the sukkah, throughout the 7 days. However, once sukkahs is over, there is absolutely no more kedusha left on the schach or on the walls, and it is therefore permitted to use it for whatever one wants. Nevertheless, the Altiva writes that it's proper to beware not to use the schach, not the walls, but the schach for a belittling purpose, as this is disrespectful to the mitzvah, meaning even though min hadin, it doesn't have a status of kedusha as does tefillin and a mezuzah, but nevertheless, since it was used for a mitzvah, you shouldn't disrespect it. And therefore, the Altrebbe concludes that it goes without saying, then one should not trample on it. In the Lashon of the Altrebbe, in Sif Yotes, Simen Tofesh Lamed Ches, Eitzei Aschach Acha Sha'avru, Yemei Achag, Af Bishin Tzorch Legenzo, Mamutu Lestapek Behen, Lestamash Behen, Mechol Ma Sheyirtze, Mikomokim Nochen Nizo, Shalei Lestamash Men Tashvish, Bizayin She'en Akavu Lemitzvah Sha'avru, Ben Tzorch Leimash, Ein Upsoi Aleihem. And therefore, one is to, if one is throwing it in the garbage, then he shouldn't throw it directly in the garbage, but to put it next to the garbage, and that's what's done in many communities, that they have a special area next to the garbage where they pile up the schach to be taken in order so it not be belittled from the mitzvah. The Seder Hayyim writes down that one is to take down his sukkah immediately after sukkahs in order to be recognizable to all that the sukkah was built for the sake of the mitzvah, and not just for the sake of one's pleasure in taking shade in an outside area. Nevertheless, those that are accustomed to leave the sukkah up for a longer time do not have to fear, as this is not a ruled law, but is just something that is good to be particular about. Regarding the Dalad Minim, it does not state in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Sukkis regarding what one should do with them. However, in Hilchas Pesach, in chapter 445, Halacha 12, the Altebe writes that some are accustomed to save the aravis for burning of the chametz and for the burning of the and for the baking of the matzahs during Pesach. As once you've done one mitzvah, you should do another mitzvah with it. And thus here comes the stem of the custom of many to save the set of dalad minin for the future time of Pesach, where they will do another mitzvah with the item. It's brought down in the Seder Hayyim that one should take the lulav with all of its different minim, all the dalad minim, and place it in a special area to guard. And by leaving it there in this guarded area, one will merit to be saved from any tzara that falls upon him. And he should definitely not throw it in the garbage, as the dalad minim hint to many great things. Thus, the Seder Hayyim, which was written in the 1600s, writes that actually saving the dalad minim is a segula to be saved from any time of difficulty or of tzaris of oppression. And therefore, there's another reason besides what the Altar writes Shulchan Aruch to put away the dalad minim and guard them. In Hilchas Shabbos, in chapter 297, Halacha 3, the Altar specifically writes that it is a good custom to use the hadassim from the dalad minim as the sunim for during havdalah, and therefore one is using for another mitzvah. Thus, all in all, we see from here that one should guard the dalad minim and save it for the burning of the chametz, and it is a good minog to use the spice of hadassim for havdalah. Nevertheless, since the bracha of hadassim is not mineh besamim, therefore the hadassim are only to be added to a spice that is mineh besamim for havdalah, such as cinnamon or cloves. Regarding the aravos for Hishanis, so here too, the min hadin, it is permitted to, they do not have kedusha, thus it is permitted to simply put them in a paper, in a bag, in a plastic bag, and place them in the garbage. However, the custom is, many have the custom to throw them on top of the Aron Kodesh, while others have a custom of saving them. And this also, the Al-Tirba writes in Shulchan Aruch, that it is customary to save the Aravis of Hishanis, to save them for the burning of the Chametz, or for the baking of the Matzahs. And regarding this, there's a lot of different segulas that are recorded regarding the Aravis, that you place them somewhere, guarded in the house, just like we said in the Seder Hayyim from the Dalad Minim, and a person places the Aravis there, of the Hishanis, and whenever he's in a state of oppression, a state of need, he should remember the Hishanis and where they were placed, and scream out, Hashia na, just like he did on the Shana Rab, and this will save him. This is brought in numerous different svarim. There's also many schools that are attributed to the Hashanahs, to the Aravis used for Hashanahs. Some people boil them and make water, make tea. It's considered a sgula for couples that are having trouble in child rearing. So in summary, the sukkah should be taken down closely after sukkahs, and the schach does not need to be buried and is and may be used for any other purpose, but may not be used for belittling manner. You cannot let a step on the schach, and you shouldn't put it together with the rest of the garbage. Regarding the dalad minin, min hadin, they don't have kedusha, and one can simply put them in a plastic and throw them out. Nevertheless, it is customary to save them, to burn for the chametz, and the same applies regarding the aravis, and guarding the dalad minin, the shanis, is a segula for being guarded throughout the year.